Welcome to the Faith-Based Business Podcast with your host, Pastor Bob Thibodeau. On this podcast, we interview fellow entrepreneurs who are willing to share their stories, their trials, and their triumphs in business, all in an effort to help you avoid the same obstacles and to achieve success faster. But at all times, continue to rely on our faith to see us through to victory. Now, with today's guest, here is your host, Pastor Bob Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. Pastor Robert Thibodeau here. Welcome to the Faith-Based Business Podcast. We are so blessed that you are joining us today. Have you ever had a moment where you were called to step out, but something inside of you whispered, "Who do you think you are?" And you listened to that voice instead of the one God gave you. Well, Jesus said in John 10:10, "I came that they may have life and have it more abundantly." But that imposter syndrome, that voice of doubt, that's actually a thief, and it steals your confidence and purpose and your peace. Today, Coach Mandy Marie Eldridge is here to show us how to shut that voice down and step into the abundant life we were created to have. Amen. Mandy Marie Eldridge is a mindset and leadership coach empowering faith-based women entrepreneurs to overcome that imposter syndrome and lead with boldness. With a background in business and acting and personal transformation, she helps women master their minds, reset their confidence, and step fully into their God-given purpose. Help me welcome to the program, Mandy Marie Eldridge. Mandy, it is a blessing to finally get you on the program today. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Pastor Bob. I am so excited to be here.
Amen. Now, the first question I always start with is this. Other than that brief information I just shared, can you tell us in your own words, who is Mandy Marie Eldridge?
Well, very succinctly, I am a woman whose mess has become her message.
Amen. 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 And how long have you been doing this?
Well, I started uncovering and figuring out my mess 15 years ago. I have been a life coach for 13 years.
Amen.
So it's been a little while.
Amen. So you're just not a flash in the pan, you know, from 2 weeks ago, right? So let's start at the beginning. Now, you've been open about your struggles with the imposter syndrome. Can you share a moment in your journey where that mindset almost held you back and how you pushed through it?
Yeah, well, there are many moments when that has happened, but the first time that I really remember it happening, like really strongly, was when I was overcoming depression, and I knew that there was something there to share with lots of people, and God pressed it upon my heart, like there's people that want to hear this, that will be ready for this. And I resisted and resisted and resisted for like 3 years. And thank heavens God is very patient. But that imposter syndrome was really real because first of all, it was saying, who are you to share anything like this with anybody? Number two, the social programming was with mental illness, with depression specifically. The social program is if you've got depression, there's nothing you can do about it. And I was actually figuring it out and overcoming it. So I had the imposter syndrome about that. Like, yeah, well, maybe it's just not real for you. Maybe it wasn't a legit thing. Never mind that it had been 10 years and then fully 12 years on antidepressants before it was like completely eradicated, right? But the imposter syndrome, that brain chatter was like, no, it's different for everybody else. For you, it just, that really wasn't legit. So I fought those voices. Well, actually, I didn't fight them too much in the beginning because I didn't know how to do that. I didn't know how to fight them. So once I started to learn the skills to actually really look at the voices, listen to them and find out like what is really going on until that happened, they won the day. And so as I started to learn how to master my mind, it took time. Absolutely. It took time to like figure out and like be okay to like, okay, well, maybe I can kind of step into that. And so I investigated like, how do you even make a website? I mean, this was back in like 2012, 2013, 2014, right? Like, it's like, how do you even do that? But I just kind of would dabble. And then I would hear God say, you know, like, I've got something more for you to do. And I'd be like, no, you know, I would just quiet it down. And so that's how the imposter showed up.
Yeah. But as a faith-based entrepreneur, how do you see that connection between mastering your mind and walking in obedience to your God-given calling?
Well, I had a really hard time even stepping into that call as long as I didn't know how to brain chatter, as long as I didn't know what was really behind the brain chatter. So generally speaking, it's really easy for people to say, well, just think something positive. If you've got a negative thing going through your mind, just think something positive. Just be positive, right? We hear that all the time. Yeah. And what I started to understand through my starting to have a lot of trainings from other people and stuff, I started to realize, like, that's not the reverse engineering like we were talking about before we started this podcast. Like, I really needed to understand what was really going on. What was the message behind the depression? Then what was the message behind, no, you can't do this? What was imposter syndrome really saying to me? And when I found out the real message, then I could do something with it. Then I could change. Then I could actually step into what God was pressing upon my heart. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I like to call it the rumble, this feeling, right? So, but I had to understand what this, and so that's what I love to help people, individuals, women entrepreneurs. That's what I love to help them to do, because it's so empowering. It's like, oh, really? That's really what's going on? It's like, I just think that I'm not good enough. And what's the real truth? Well, I'm a child of God, so I'm good enough. Like, and Amen. He's going to help me move my message forward, right?
Yeah, amen. Well, yeah. In your experience and what you, the women that you've helped and all that, why does imposter syndrome hit Christian women in leadership roles so hard? And what's that first step they can take to silence that inner critic?
Okay, so why does it hit the Christian woman especially? Well, if you think about, and what is he really trying to do, right? Satan does not want us to tell other people about Jesus Christ. He doesn't want us to spread the good news. He doesn't want that, because in Christ. And so if he can convince us that whatever we have to share, actually God has put on our hearts to share, if he can convince us, no, you don't have the qualifications, you're going to make a mistake, you know, whatever he uses, like if he to listen, then he's just made it more difficult for what we personally have to share with the world. It's just hard to do that, it won't even happen, right? And then we've got these people that we can specifically influence that are just kind of left to themselves, floundering, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So I think that's why he attacks, because women of faith, people of faith, like they know Christ, right? They know God, they know truth. And so he's going to work a lot on them. And then when you said first thing to do, well, the first thing is to get super curious about brain chatter. So if that brain chatter says you're not good enough to do this, then you really look at it. You go, okay, is that true? So that's a little bit of a Byron Katie, if you know who she is. She always asks, you know, is it true? And then if it's not true, then what? So I kind of have my own version of that. But that's the easiest thing that I can say is you just get curious. Is it really true that you're not good enough to do fill in the blank? Mm-hmm. And then if it's not true, what is possible?
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Let's talk about the power shift. You know, the power shift guide walks through five different steps to overcome self-doubt. Could you walk us through one of those steps and explain with our listeners how it can apply to today?
Yeah. Us. So what I just gave you in just being really curious, that is like the underlying foundational way that the power shift guide will actually help somebody. You have to have that curiosity. And then understanding, like, one of the points is, all right, let's imagine there's an obstacle in the way of you feel called to do, and visualizing, what does that obstacle look like? That starts to take that obstacle and it begins to lose its power. So often, without even knowing it, we all know that we have obstacles in our lives. That's part of the plan for us to what we often don't realize is that we actually have power over those obstacles. And that power comes in recognizing what it is. And then what is it saying to you? Those kinds of things get into the subconscious. And that is where we can really get really good at the reverse engineering that we talked about. Like, what's really below the surface that's really contributing to whatever is going on. So that curiosity, and then, all right, there's an obstacle in the way. What is it? What does it look like? What color is it?
Amen. Amen. That's
cool. That's how to have that power shift.
Yeah. And you talk about the need for what you call a CEO reset, especially for women juggling business and home and leadership roles. What does that reset look like, you know, practically, and why is it essential for them to have it?
Well, it is taking the brain chatter that is keeping you from whatever you feel God really wants you to do. And it is taking that brain chatter and saying, all right, I am now going to be in charge of how I respond to this brain chatter. So I always like to tell people, like, I am not trying to help or give skills to people so you never have obstacles. Like, that's ridiculous. If you're human, you are going to have obstacles. What I want to help empower you with is the actual skills to move through those obstacles. So when you know what that obstacle sounds like, what it looks like, what it's causing you to do, like, all of those things are in that power shift guide. When you understand how to, like, really take that obstacle and make it like, oh, this is something that I can look at, something I can do something with, I can choose how I want to respond to this obstacle. Boy, all of a sudden you do have a reset. As a CEO reset kind of a thing, right? Where you're balancing work and family life, because you all of a sudden can start to understand that, you know what, if the dishes sit undone for 24 hours because you really need to work on something here with your business, okay, it's going to be okay. You're not less than. You're not worse. Your value hasn't decreased because of that. And if God says, go have a conversation with your child and put down your work for 30 minutes, you're okay to do that because you're not so stressed that, well, what's going to happen to my business? Is it going to just fall apart? And am I going to miss this deadline? And blah, 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 right? But your heart is in the right place because you've learned how to manage the brain chatter, and you are confident and have empowerment to actually move through whatever the challenge is.
Amen. Amen. You know, for the women listening right now, you know, this woman who, let's say, she knows she's holding herself back. What would you say to her today to help her take that first bold step towards that next level of growth, both in life and in business?
Yes. I love that question. And the thing that I would say to her is, get really curious. What would be possible if you no longer felt held back? That's it. Just think about that. Let that just mull around in your mind. What would be possible? Answering that question, what do I want, or what would be possible, is what changed the trajectory of my world out of depression and into this space where I could do what God had for me to do. That honestly, if you would have told me before 2012 that this would be what I'm doing like right now today. I would have said, you are crazy. I don't know who you're talking to or about, like really honestly. Like I had no idea. I had no idea I had this in me. I know I had no idea that God had blessed me and would continue to put the skills and the ideas and the insights that I have gathered over the last 12 years. Like, That's what do you want? What would be possible? So I asked that question. I was like, like I remember one day I walked outside. I remember where I stood in my sidewalk. I remember what house we were. Remember this thought, what if you could overcome depression? And I was like, what do you mean? Because I, up to that point, I was right with the social programming. Like, no, there's nothing you can do about it. Just keep on your antidepressants. And that's better than not being on. That absolutely is true. And, but then that thought just came in and I know God planted it there and that changed everything. It was amazing.
Amen. I tell people all the time, you know, when God called me into media ministry and, you know, if he'd have shown me back in November of 2008, what I'm doing today, I'd have been like, I'm going to go see my friend Jonah. There is no way that is going to happen.
Being swallowed by a whale sounds really good about now. But I just have to face anything.
I was like, no way. You know, like I say, I've said before, people know it's a true story that, you know, I had to have help checking email at work. I was not technically inclined at all, you know. Now I can literally say, look at what the Lord has done, because it is definitely not me.
Yeah, isn't that so true? Like, this is God's business. It's not our business.
Yeah.
This is his business. And that's one of the biggest things I've learned in just the last 3 years as I have, as I'm going more public with this, because I just did it kind of as a side thing for 11-ish years and one-on-ones with people, just loved it. But as far as like going public with it to impact thousands of women, like that's just barely starting.
And
so that whole idea of like, go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say, you have a saying, go play big. Go play big. What would you say to someone listening right now who feels stuck or small or who knows they're meant for more but can't seem to get out of their own way? What would you say to them?
I would say, understand what is it? What's in your mind? It's just in your mind that's blocking you. That's just get super curious. Like, what is that? What is that obstacle? What does it look like? Mm-hmm. What color is it? What does it feel like? What is it saying to me? Mm-hmm. Just that we have to start simple. Or I should say, I've really discovered that starting simple is so incredibly powerful. When people are like I'm a big picture thinker. And so I'm thinking out here, like, okay, now what about, you know, in 10 years down the road or whatever. And that's helped me. And it's also a bit. So when I notice people get into that mode as well as like, oh, and I'm so overwhelmed, I just can't do this. Mm-hmm. I bring them back like, okay, what is it that you want? And they tell me what it is they want. And then like, but I don't know how to get there. And I said, okay, there's one question to ask God every day. This one question: what can I do today to move my business forward or to strengthen the relationship with my child or my spouse or whatever it is, fill in the blank, but what can I do today? Not what should I do? We don't do shoulds. Because that tells the brain you don't have any agency. And we are created with agency. God put us here with agency. So when we say, what can I do? And then we just listen and ideas are going to come. And a lot of times they're like strange ideas, like text that person or call that person up or send a note or whatever, right? And we're like, that has nothing to do with growing my business or whatever, right? But actually it does, because God is the one that's inspiring you. So that's where I like to like take overwhelm and just like bring it in. Like, okay, what's one thing? Very powerful.
Amen. Amen. Mandy, this is really great information. And your website at coachmandymarie.com has got a lot of great information on there. It looks beautiful. If someone wanted to reach out and ask more questions or you know, has a question for you, needs more information, how can they get in touch with you?
So they can, on my website, they can schedule a call there. Go to the coachmandymarie.com/powershift. And get that talking about. And that also will give them a link. So there's two different ways. Just go to my website and do it, or do it through the PowerShift.
Okay. Amen. Guide. Amen. And give me that URL again.
coach/powershift.
coachmandymarie.com/powershift. Right. All together, yeah. One word, or is there a hyphen in there?
Yep. Nope. All together.
Okay. Amen. Amen. I'll put all those links down in the show notes below. Folks, what a powerful conversation today with Coach Mandy Marie. I mean, if you're feeling stuck, battling that imposter syndrome, or holding back from stepping into your next level, now, right now, is the time to reset your mindset and take back your power. I mean, Mandy's power shift process, folks, this is a game changer. And you don't have to stay where you are. To connect with her, just drop down and download her free power shift guide. Drop down the show notes, click those links right there, book a discovery call with her, sit down and have a conversation. Just click the links down below in this episode to do all that. Don't wait. Don't wait. Things aren't going to change till you take that first step. So take that next bold step right now, today, and click those links. Mandy, I want to thank you again for taking the time out of your schedule to come on the program and blessing us with this great information today. I do appreciate it.
Thank you. It's been delightful.
And then, folks, that's all the time we have for today. For Mandy Marie Eldridge and myself, is Pastor Bob reminding you to be blessed in all that you do.
You have been listening to the Faith-Based Business Podcast with Pastor Bob Thibodeau. We appreciate you as a listener and fellow believer and want to encourage you in your entrepreneurial efforts. These programs are designed to provide you with information that you can use in your business to achieve success faster and avoid the obstacles that try to impede your success. All information on this podcast is for entertainment and information use only. Some of the products and services listed in the links may contain affiliate links, and Pastor Bob will earn a small commission when you click those links at no additional cost to you. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you'll be notified when our next episode is published. Until next time, be blessed in all that you do.